This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Race car driver Danica Patrick has been driving professionally for four seasons. She's probably one of the sport's best-known faces. In the past, she has received criticism for being well-known without actually having won a race. Well, that changed over the weekend in Japan when she became the first woman to ever win an IndyCar race.
Down the backstretch for one more time. Does she have enough fuel to get around the final two corners? Into turns three and four. Danica Patrick coming out of four. And boys, move over. The lady is coming through. Danica Patrick wins at Twin Ring Motegi.
Joining me now is Danica Patrick. And Danica, congratulations. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So you'd started in about 50 races before this victory. And I'm wondering, what was that moment like when the checkered flag waved in front of you and you knew you had won?
Well, that was pretty much about the time that I knew the last lap, so it wasn't for very long. You never quite know how fuel strategies and everything's going to play out. You know, at any moment during the last 50-odd laps, there could have been a caution or something that would have skewed our plans. But it all worked out really well, and, you know, I didn't expect to be very emotional or any emotional other than kind of relieved and relatively happy. And, you know, I was definitely excited the last lap, like, almost like shock, disbelief, like, because it's just been so long. I've always known I can win, but it was just, when was I going to get a break? So then it finally came, and, you know, I made sure that I didn't make any silly mistakes the last lap, and then I came on the radio and talked to Pit Lane and talked to all my crew and told them thank you, and that was when I kind of got a little choked up. And
well, there was a lot of pressure on you to win, right?
People had been... I think that I pressure on myself to win because I've always known that I'm good enough to win. But yeah, there was a lot of questions from the outside looking in that definitely affected how it was all going as far as in my head. You know, I was a little bit upset by how many times I had to answer, are you going to win? But then on the other hand, I was happy because it was like, all right, it's been a long time, but they still believed. So that was the positive side of it. So I'm glad going into the month of May in the Indianapolis 500 that I won't be answering that question.
Well, what about the focus on you as being a woman? I mean, even when you won, the ESPN announcers referred to you as a lady. Does that bother you at all?
No. I mean, it describes me, so I can't be too mad at that. I mean, I would be hypocritical if I was only picking and choosing when I'd like to be a girl. So, you know, I'd like to be respected on the track because you can't tell the difference. But to describe me or to refer to me or market me or any of those things, I'm not at all mad. I'm proud, you know. I'm proud of the accomplishments. You know, I'm not going to go down the list and explain the negatives because I don't think that's very productive.
You are a serious race car driver, so why do you need to pose in magazines, in bikinis and stuff like that? Why is that necessary?
You know, a lot of the things that I do outside of the car are really true to my character and the things that I like. I had an extremely good time doing that. I'm really feminine outside of the race car, and also things that are, you know, I'm trying to do that will set me up for the future. I'm not going to be a race car driver forever, and I'm also trying to create a future for myself and for everyone else involved in that.
What do you see yourself doing after you quit racing?
You know, I have my own little dreams. I love the world of clothing and design and fashion, and like I said, I'm really feminine, and that's probably one thing people don't know. So that's something I'm really interested in.
I think they know it. They've seen you. I think they know it.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to also do things with charity and kids. You know, when you go out and do great things and then you have some publicity, then you really can affect these people in positive ways, and hopefully it can inspire and drive people in general, girls, boys, kids. You know, I think that those are really positive messages to take and send.
Well, Danica Patrick, thank you very much for joining us. And good luck next month at the Indy 500.
Thank you very much. I'll take it.
Okay. Danica Patrick, the first woman to win an IndyCar race.